welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/zenmonthly. In this month's issue, another miscellany of selected news, views and tips for independent professionals, small business owners and home users collected from across the web. As usual, every informational item brought to you here comes with at least one link for the full story behind the text. Windows Everywhere. Windows 10 will be launched later this year, and it could be completely free. Microsoft wants all Windows devices to run its new cross-platform operating system, including even game consoles and its latest augmented reality headset. The recently unveiled early version of Windows 10 is its latest attempt to bridge the gap between desktop and mobile operating systems. The new platform for phones, tablets and PCs will be available free for at least a year for anyone upgrading from Windows 8.1 and later on for those using Windows 7. At the last count, less than one-tenth of the world's desktops were running Windows 8.1. More than half were on Windows 7, and almost a quarter were getting along quite happily, thanks all the same, with Windows XP. Check out news.microsoft.com/Windows10story. Free Stuff Favourites. Editorial thanks this month go out to Leo Appleton, Associate Director of Library Services at the University of the Arts in London, for sharing some of his favourite online resources, beginning with the British University's Film and Video Council website, bufvc.ac.uk. BUFVC is a superb treasure trove for finding and accessing TV and film resources for education, some on subscription, but plenty with free access. Two more sites are the British Film Institute, bfi.org.uk, and British Council Film, film.britishcouncil.org. Two more great educational resources for film and the moving image. Best free Photoshop plugins. Adobe Photoshop is arguably the graphics application that's had a bigger influence on the world of design than any other software. But Photoshop's great strength, its seemingly bottomless toolbox of functions and abilities, can also be its weakness when it comes to streamlining workflows. Thankfully, there are a few handy Photoshop plugins designed to reduce the number of steps needed to execute some tasks. CreativeNerds.co.uk offer their list of the 10 best free Photoshop plugins, and not to be outdone, our friends at SitePoint, SitePoint.com, have also chosen their favourite time-saving plugins. One tool both agree on is GuideGuide, a faster way to create and manage guidelines. Using GuideGuide, you simply have to insert some parameters such as the number of columns, their width, and the pixels of the margins for a perfect grid to be instantly generated. Check out guideguide.me. Plugins PostScript. If there are any PaintShop Pro version 7.0 up diehards out there still managing to evade the mighty lure and mighty expense of Photoshop, they too can find helpful free plugins to speed their workflow and enhance their creativity. Most Photoshop plugins will work in PaintShop Pro. The first place to check for such helpmates is undoubtedly the collection of freebie plugins at thepluginsite.com. But for a much more PaintShop Pro-specific approach, you should probably try the very retro Wendy Elizabeth Martha's informational site at paintshopprotutorials.co.uk. Last but not least, DMOZ also has a few recommendations to offer. Yes, that's right. DMOZ, the largest, most comprehensive human-edited directory of the web, historically known as the Open Directory Project, ODP, is still going strong. For more information, see dmoz.org. The Artweaver Alternative. Artweaver Free 5 is a versatile and powerful paint and graphics application that can either be used to create artworks from scratch or simply to fix and enhance your digital snaps and selfies. It provides all the expected tools, magic wand, lasso, gradient, clone stamp, etc., but also includes a massive selection of brushes sorted into various categories, including acrylics, airbrush, chalk, charcoal, crayon, oils, pastels and pencils. As the name suggests, Artweaver Free 5 is a completely free software download. Check out artweaver.de. Page turners. If you got a new e-reader or tablet for Christmas, you might be glad to see the Gizmo's Freeware list of websites that let you download audiobooks and e-books free of charge. Browse the lists according to format or genre, or view complete listings of all the sites offering free titles. Many books are familiar copyright-free classics, but there are some surprises too. For more details, see techsupportalert.com. Listen closely. Glose is a social network for book lovers. As well as letting you buy books from best-selling authors and the world's biggest publishers, you can also use its app to share favourite extracts with the public or friends. When you interact with text, the passage is automatically saved to your Glose profile, and your comments can be made visible to your friends and others reading the same book, providing a platform for discussion. Your reading activity can also be synchronized across multiple devices so that you can always pick up from where you left off. As with Twitter and Instagram, you can follow other users that you find interesting. Glose's design is simple and effective, and it offers a good range of free titles so that you can try it without spending any money on books. It is available on iOS with an Android version to follow soon, and it's on the web at glose.com. Save stuff for the Internet Archive. The Internet Archive, otherwise known as the Wayback Machine, is one of the wonders of the web, allowing you to browse online pages from years ago, even if the site has vanished. Now, users who favour the always innovative and usually excellent web browser known as Opera can use its new Internet Archive This add-on, available from addons.opera.com, to contribute to the archive by submitting any page they're viewing to be stored for future reference. The archive already contains over 400 billion pages. There's no guarantee that submissions will be accepted, but it's worth trying if you believe a page could be worth saving for posterity. Check out archive.org. Twitter App Watch. Twitter's recent announcement that it will be watching which apps you have on your phone and tablet has bothered some users. With its new App Graph feature, Twitter will be trying to work out what content, including promoted tweets, you would like to see in your timeline based on the apps you use. It will also suggest people it thinks you should be following. If you don't like any of this, you can disable the feature using instructions provided on the Twitter support pages at support.twitter.com. YouGov Profiles. What's a computer shopper magazine reader's favourite food? Where do BBC TV click viewers do most of their shopping? Find these answers and many more from market research company YouGov, which gathers data from its 200,000 UK members to create profiles of people who like particular brands. Search for any brand that interests you to view a detailed breakdown of a typical fan or user, including their lifestyle choices, personality traits, favourite TV, other media habits, and even who they might be following on social media. Check out yougov.co.uk. Search Engine of the Month. Creating a strong password that can't be guessed by others isn't always easy. But help is at hand from the British computational knowledge engine Wolfram Alpha, which features a private password generator. Type secure password into the search box on the engine's homepage and press enter or click on compute to open the generator. You can then specify a number of characters preference, whether there should be a mix of lower and uppercase letters, and if any numbers or special characters are required. Wolfram Alpha will suggest a suitable secure password, a phonetic means of remembering it, and then round things off by offering a set of alternative choices. Check out wolframalpha.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.